This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. President Donald Trump tweeting Thursday morning, Iran made a very big mistake. The statement after Iranian officials say the country shot down a U.S. drone. A U.S. Central Command spokesman called the downed drone an unprovoked attack on a U.S. surveillance asset. Sanam Vakil, an expert on Iran with the international affairs think tank Chatham House, told the AP Iran is looking to obtain as much leverage as it can in the event it meets with the U.S.
Tehran is not going to immediately capitulate to the president's demands. And in fact, if and when it comes to the negotiating table, it will come with its own demands and its own issues that it would seek to resolve.
Tensions between the two countries have increased with attacks against oil tankers in the region that the U.S. blames on Iran, but which Iran says it did not carry out. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is talking about trade issues with President Trump in Washington on Thursday. This comes a day after the Mexican Senate ratified a new trade deal with Canada and the U.S. Wednesday's 114-4 vote in Mexico was overwhelmingly in favor of the United States-Mexico Canada agreement. Syrian rescuers rush victims into ambulances as they say at least two ambulance workers and several other civilians, including children, have been killed in government airstrikes. The strikes happened in the last rebel stronghold in the country's northwest Idlib province. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said at least nine were killed in the airstrikes. Syrian forces launched an offensive against the rebel-held territory in late April, leading to the collapse of a ceasefire negotiated by Turkey and Russia. This is VOA News. Chinese President Xi Jinping is in North Korea strengthening ties with its ally. Xi arrived Thursday for the two-day trip. Xi's talks with Kim Jong-un will likely include a discussion about the negotiations between the United States and North Korea about its nuclear program. A former North Korean diplomat says Xi is acting as mediator between Kim and President Trump. Here's Tae Young Ho.
If Kim Jong-un succeeds in convincing President Trump to make a deal on a past North Korea's nuclear facilities and succeed in keeping the current nuclear missiles for another few years, then it would mean to North Korea that North Korea can be accepted as a new nuclear state in this region. That is the basic, I think, game plan for North Korea.
This is the first visit by a Chinese leader to North Korea in 14 years. Reuters reports India is in talks with the United States on H-1B work visas, but the foreign ministry says it has not heard anything official from Washington on capping such permits for Indians. According to a Wednesday report, the United States had told India it was considering caps on H-1B work visas for countries that force foreign companies to store data locally. Asked about the report during a news conference, Foreign Ministry spokesman Ravish Kumar said there had been no official communications from the U.S. on the issue.
We are engaged with the U.S. We will remain engaged with the U.S. on this matter and see how we can dispel any misconception on data localization which they might have.
News of the U.S. plan to restrict the visas comes days before a visit to India by U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. June 20th is World Refugee Day. As the world takes note, tens of thousands of Cameroonians who fled their country because of political turmoil are now living in Nigeria. Nigerian authorities say they will begin voluntary repatriation of some Cameroonian refugees. But according to UN and Economic Community of West African State Authorities, returning refugees home will not be easy.
The reason for which they have run away needs to be solved. When you talk, for instance, of Cameroonian refugees, if they feel excluded from the national politics, it is only at the point when the situation in their country that they will be returning.
Until lasting peace is restored in Cameroon, refugees VOA spoke to say they won't be able to return. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
This is Border Crossing.